You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Ultieri. World Youth Day Krakow 2016 is building to its climactic moment in the all-night prayer vigil and Mass to follow on Sunday. Vatican Radio's special envoy to World Youth Day, Lydia O'Kane, asked a group of Scots pilgrims about their experience of the event so far and about what they'll be taking home.
No way to describe the crowds and just how many people are here and just the atmosphere. Whether you're attending a Mass or a concert, everyone is fully involved and fully engaged.
It's their faith that unites them.
I think it's been absolutely brilliant, in my personal opinion, by just meeting like all new people from different countries.
I think that's so big for the Catholic Church, and after hearing so much about it from loads of people, it's one of those things that you just have to experience in your life as a Catholic.
The Pope is here in the context of the Year of Mercy, and one of his visits is to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy. For you, how important is mercy?
Everybody's heard, blessed are the merciful. I feel that perfectly describes how important mercy is to not just myself, but everybody else.
And for you, your message when you go home, what would you like to tell all the people of your experience here?
I'd like to tell them that it's so big, and I feel like back in Scotland we don't have all this cheerful aspect to the church. It's basically you go and you say Mass. Over here you're walking down streets and high-fiving people and singing songs, and it should be more cheerful back home, and I feel like that's something that I could bring back and mention to people about it and make them more happy, really.
You were listening to a group of pilgrims from the Paisley Diocese in Scotland, Stephen McFadden, Father Frank Hannigan, the guide for the group from the diocese, Ryan Turley, and Rebecca McDade. They were speaking with Lydia O'Kane, who is Vatican Radio's special envoy in Krakow for World Youth Day 2016. I'm Chris Ultieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.